Verbessere in 10 Tagen dein Englisch. Heute ist Tag 2. Ich wünsche dir auf jeden Fall viel Spaß mit dieser Podcast-Folge. Speed Learning, die Erfolgstechniken für dich und dein Leben. Hallo ihr Speedlearner da draußen, hier kommt der zweite von insgesamt 10 Teilen, zweite von insgesamt 10 Podcast-Folgen, um dein Englisch in den nächsten 10 Tagen deutlich zu verbessern. Wir verwenden dafür das Avatar-Training, die Audiospur des Avatar-Trainings, und du wirst gleich wieder eine Technik des Avatar-Trainings hören. Ich demonstriere sie dir, gebe dir noch ein paar zusätzliche Erklärungen auch immer. Du hörst jeweils ein Intro und ein Outro. Nach dem Outro ist die erste Übung der Übungssequenzen hier abgeschlossen. Und dann empfehle ich dir, den Podcast kurz zu stoppen, für ungefähr 20 Minuten eine Pause zu machen. In dieser Pause gehst du gedanklich nochmal das durch, was du da gehört hast, und gibst deinem Gehirn die Möglichkeit, das abzuspeichern oder zumindest irgendwie damit zu arbeiten. Und hörst dann einfach weiter, sodass du im Laufe des Tages diesen Podcast durchhörst und an deinem Englisch arbeitest. Mehr muss ich gar nicht sagen. Wünsche dir jetzt einfach viel Spaß und let's go! Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speed Learning. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zur heutigen Podcast-Episode. Wir werden uns mit der Vergangenheitsform der Verben beschäftigen. Das Verb ist der wichtigste Teil des Satzes, und wenn du die Vergangenheitsform der Verben beherrschst, dann beherrschst du im Grunde auch die Sprache. Wir starten heute mit einfachen Verben, die meisten davon sind unregelmäßig. Also mach diese Übung einfach mit. Beim ersten Mal demonstriere ich die Technik, beim zweiten Mal hast du die Gelegenheit, diese Technik dann ohne meine Stimme selbstständig und für dich in deinem Tempo zu absolvieren. Also, lass uns loslegen.
Hello, are you ready for the next exercise?
Yes, I am.
That's nice. Today we're going to practice the past tense of verbs.
Fine.
The verb is the most important part of a sentence, and if you can use the verbs correctly, you've mastered the language.
Fine, let's go.
I'm going to give you a sentence in the present tense, and your task is to write it in the past tense. I will also give you the correct answer after each sentence. Mm-hmm. So, get ready, we're going to start. I see Anna and Otto in the restaurant.
I saw Anna and Otto in the restaurant.
I saw Anna and Otto at the restaurant. I think it's a good idea.
I thought it was a good idea.
I thought it was a good idea. I drink coffee with milk and sugar.
I drank coffee with milk and sugar.
I drank coffee with milk and sugar. I write him an email.
I wrote him an email.
I wrote him an email. I drive to the office.
I drove to the office.
I drove to the office. I eat meat.
I ate meat.
I ate meat. I know where it is.
I knew where it was.
I knew where it was. I take another piece of cake.
I took another piece of cake.
I took another piece of cake. I give her the keys.
I gave her the keys.
I gave her the keys. I ask my customer.
I asked my customer.
I asked my customer. So, did everything work out?
Yes.
Could you already form the past tense correctly?
I could.
If so, then congratulations. In the next video, there are more exercises of this kind waiting for you. If you haven't got it right yet, just keep watching this video until you have mastered the past tense.
Good.
See you next time. I look forward to seeing you.
Bye bye. Also, wenn du jetzt diese Übung korrekt absolviert hast, dann bist du bereit für den nächsten Schritt, für die nächste Übung. Nächste Woche werden weitere Verben in der Vergangenheit kommen. Wir haben hier dann ungefähr die 25 häufigsten Verben, die in der englischen Sprache vorkommen, ab nächster Woche dann abgearbeitet. Falls du mit diesen Verben jetzt noch Schwierigkeiten hattest, trainiere diese Übung so lange, bis diese Verben wirklich sitzen. Er spricht hier natürlich von dem Video. Das Video findest du auf der Plattform speedlearning.school. Kannst du dich registrieren, hast dann dort auch entsprechend die Texte zum Trainieren. Und jetzt hast du aber erstmal diese Übung nochmal ohne meine Stimme für dich. Viel Spaß und bis nächste Woche.
Hello, are you ready for the next exercise? That's nice. Today we're going to practice the past tense of verbs. The verb is the most important part of a sentence, and if you can use the verbs correctly, you've mastered the language. I'm going to give you a sentence in the present tense, and your task is to write it in the past tense. I will also give you the correct answer after each sentence. So, get ready, we're going to start. I see Anna and Otto in the restaurant. I saw Anna and Otto at the restaurant. I think it's a good idea. I thought it was a good idea. I drink coffee with milk and sugar. I drank coffee with milk and sugar. I write him an email. I wrote him an email. I drive to the office. I drove to the office. I eat meat. I ate meat. I know where it is. I knew where it was. I take another piece of cake. I took another piece of cake. I give her the keys. I gave her the keys. I ask my customer. I ask my customer. So, did everything work out? Could you already form the past tense correctly? If so, then congratulations. In the next video, there are more exercises of this kind waiting for you. If you haven't got it right yet, just keep watching this video until you have mastered the past tense. See you next time. I look forward to seeing you.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprachen, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner. Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speed Learning. Hallo und herzlich willkommen, ihr Speedlearner da draußen. Weiter geht es mit der heutigen Podcast-Folge. Wir lernen weitere Vergangenheitsformen von englischen Verben. Du hörst wieder einen Satz in der Gegenwartsform und sollst ihn in die Vergangenheitsform umwandeln, so wie schon letzte Woche. Ich wünsche dir viel Spaß. Bei der ersten Demonstration spreche ich mit und bei der zweiten hast du die Möglichkeit, diese Übung für dich alleine durchzuführen. Also, dann lass uns loslegen.
Hi, how are you getting on with the past tense of verbs?
Fine.
If you are confident with the verbs from the last video, let's practice some other important verbs.
Can't wait to start.
We'll do it like last time. I'll say the sentence in the present tense and then you can say it in the past tense. Let's start straight away so we don't waste any time.
Yeah, let's go.
I love my dog.
I loved my dog. I really loved my dog.
I loved my dog. I helped my mother in the kitchen.
I helped my mother in the kitchen. Well, it's a long time ago because now... Yeah, okay, I helped.
I helped my mother in the kitchen. I answer your question.
I answered your question.
I answered your question. I am looking for an ATM.
I was looking for an ATM.
I was looking for an ATM. I buy this property.
I bought this property.
I bought this property. I walk home.
I walked home. Or I went home. But normally I will.
I walked home.
I walked home, yes.
I need your help.
I needed your help, or I did need your help, or I have needed your help.
I needed your help. I explained the new program to you.
I explained the new program to you. I did explain the new program to you. I have explained the new program.
I explained the new program to you. I pay the bill.
I paid the bill. I did pay the bill, or I have paid the bill.
I paid the bill. We meet my friends.
We met my friends. We have met my friends. We did meet my friends.
We met my friends. I like living in the city.
I liked living in the city.
I liked living in the city. I understand what you mean.
I understood what you meant. I understood what you meant.
I understood what you meant. I read the current report.
I read the current report. I read, I read, I have read.
I have read the current report. That really was another fantastic performance.
Thanks.
Now take a break and I'll see you in the next video.
What?
See you soon.
See you, bye bye mate. Okay. Also, auch jetzt wieder eine Übung für dich, um diese Vergangenheitsform zu trainieren. In dieser Demonstration haben wir jetzt die Vergangenheitsform nur im Simple Past. Natürlich kann man auch das Present Perfect zum Beispiel nehmen oder Past Perfect oder Past Perfect Progressive oder whatever you like. Es geht hier einfach nur darum, die Vergangenheitsform zu trainieren. Wenn du beispielsweise Grammatikregeln lernen möchtest, was übrigens zum Lernen einer Fremdsprache im Konversationsstil nicht ganz so clever ist, weil du beim Nachdenken über die Grammatik immer ins Stocken kommst, dir überlegst, ob du die Grammatik richtig anwendest Und nachdem wir ja die Grammatik noch nicht mal im Deutschen richtig anwenden, warum sollen wir uns dann in Fremdsprachen übermäßig stressen? Aber falls du zu den Perfektionisten gehörst, dann kannst du mit dieser Übung eben auch unterschiedliche Vergangenheitsformen trainieren. Lass dich einfach von deinem Grammatikbuch diesbezüglich inspirieren. Ansonsten jetzt die Übung für dich, ohne meine Stimme. Ich bedanke mich für heute fürs Zuhören, fürs Mitmachen, fürs Einschalten, fürs Weiterempfehlen und bin immer wieder beeindruckt, wie viele Downloads wir innerhalb von 24 Stunden von diesem Podcast haben. Es sind weit mehr als bei meinem Hauptpodcast Speed Learning, die Erfolgstechniken, der auf Deutsch verschiedene Techniken vorstellt. Und na gut, aber genug des Redens. Jetzt bist du dran, bis nächste Woche.
Hi, how are you getting on with the past tense of verbs? If you are confident with the verbs from the last video, let's practice some other important verbs. We'll do it like last time. I'll say the sentence in the present tense and then you can say it in the past tense. Let's start straight away so we don't waste any time. I love my dog. I loved my dog. I help my mother in the kitchen. I helped my mother in the kitchen. I answer your question. I answered your question. I am looking for an ATM. I was looking for an ATM. I buy this property. I bought this property. I walk home. I walked home. I need your help. I needed your help. I explain the new program to you. I explained the new program to you. I pay the bill. I paid the bill. We meet my friends. We met my friends. I like living in the city. I liked living in the city. I understand what you mean. I understood what you meant. I read the current report. I have read the current report. That really was another fantastic performance. Now take a break and I'll see you in the next video. See you soon.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprachen, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner. Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speed Learning. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Folge dieser Podcast-Reihe Speed Learning Englisch, der Podcast zum Lernen der englischen Sprache. Heute geht es um eine sehr elegante Technik, um Fragen zu beantworten. Wenn du eine Frage gestellt bekommst auf Englisch, dann nimm einfach das Vokabular, das in der Frage enthalten ist, um deine Antwort zu formulieren. Darum geht es heute. Ich werde dir im ersten Teil wieder eine Demonstration vorsprechen und anschließend hast du die Möglichkeit, diese Übung dann ohne meine Stimme selbst für dich zu machen. Du kannst jederzeit den Podcast anhalten, wenn dir die Geschwindigkeit zu schnell ist. Lassen wir uns einfach mal gemeinsam beginnen. Hier kommt die Demonstration.
Is today a good day? Yes, today is a good day.
Okay.
Hello. Today we are dedicated to answering questions.
Fine.
When someone asks you a question, there is a simple trick to answering the question.
Yep.
Repeat the words that the other person uses in their question to formulate your answer. This way you need very little new vocabulary and your answer will sound polite, elegant and confident.
That's good.
I'll give you an example. You were asked, have you been in this city for a long time? Your answer now might be, yes, I have been in this city for a long time. Or the answer will be in the negative. No, I have not been in this town for long. So now let's practice a few sentences that you can answer either yes or no to. I'll leave it up to you which answer you choose. All right, let's start. Are you from Germany?
Yes, I am from Germany.
Answer. Yes, I'm from Germany. Or no, I'm not from Germany. Next question. Are you married?
Yes, I am married. Happily married for more than 8 years.
Answer. Yes, I am married. Or no, I am not married. Next question. Do you have children?
Yes, I have children. I have two boys, two wonderful boys.
Answer. Yes, I have children. Or no, I don't have children. Next question. Do you like it here?
Yes, I like it here. I like it very much indeed.
Answer. Yes, I like it here. Or no, I don't like it here. Next question. Did you like the food?
Yes, I did like the food. Well, it was really tasty. I really liked it.
Answer. Yes, I liked the food. Or no, I didn't like the food. Next question. Do you like going to the theater?
Well, no, I don't like going to the theater. I prefer going to a museum.
Answer. Yes, I like going to the theater. Or no, I don't like going to the theater. Last question for today. Do you know the way to the city center?
Yes, I know the way to the city center, but I'm living in a village, so it's more or less easy.
Answer, yes, I know the way to the city center. Or no, I don't know the way to the city center. Wonderful. Now you can answer yes or no to questions. Watch this video a few times so that you become more and more confident in answering the questions. Have fun and see you next time.
Gut, also das ist auch eine Technik, die ihr wunderbar anwenden könnt, wenn ihr zum Beispiel Dialoge in anderen Sprachkursen habt. Die meisten haben ja schon mit Sprachkursen versucht, ihr Englisch zu verbessern und da gibt es dann auch immer so Fragestellungen. Oder auch in Meetings, in Telefonkonferenzen oder im direkten Gespräch mit Muttersprachlern oder Kollegen, die eben einfach auf Englisch mit euch kommunizieren. Nimm das, was du an Frage-Vokabular gestellt bekommst und nimm diese Wörter bei der Antwort wieder mit auf. Trainier das auch im Deutschen. Wenn dich zum Beispiel jemand fragt, ob du einen Moment Zeit hast, dann sag nicht einfach nur ja oder nein, sondern sage ja, ich habe einen Moment Zeit oder nein, ich habe im Moment leider keine Zeit. Nimm also das Vokabular, das dir bei einer Frage präsentiert wird, mit in der Antwort auf. Okay, dann probier es mal aus, wie die Technik funktioniert. Und wir hören uns nächste Woche. Jetzt hier der Übungsteil für dich.
Is today a good day? Yes, today is a good day. Hello, today we are dedicated to answering questions. When someone asks you a question, there is a simple trick to answering the question. Repeat the words that the other person uses in their question to formulate your answer. This way you need very little new vocabulary and your answer will sound polite, elegant and confident. I'll give you an example. You are asked, have you been in this city for a long time? Your answer now might be, yes, I have been in this city for a long time. Or the answer will be in the negative. No, I have not been in this town for long. So now let's practice a few sentences that you can answer either yes or no to. I'll leave it up to you which answer you choose. All right, let's start. Are you from Germany? Answer. Yes, I'm from Germany. Or no, I'm not from Germany. Next question. Are you married? Answer. Yes, I am married. Or no, I am not married. Next question. Do you have children? Answer. Yes, I have children. Or no, I don't have children. Next question. Do you like it here? Answer. Yes, I like it here. Or no, I don't like it here. Next question. Did you like the food? Answer. Yes, I liked the food. Or no, I didn't like the food. Next question. Do you like going to the theater? Answer. Yes, I like going to the theater. Or no, I don't like going to the theater. Last question for today. Do you know the way to the city center? Answer. Yes, I know the way to the city center. Or no, I don't know the way to the city center. Wonderful. Now you can answer yes or no to questions. Watch this video a few times so that you become more and more confident in answering the questions. Have fun and see you next time.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprachen, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner. Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speedlearning. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu einer weiteren Folge dieser Podcast-Reihe Speedlearning Englisch, der Podcast, der dich fit in der englischen Sprache macht. Heute geht es um die Beantwortung von Fragen. Jonathan wird heute mal American English sprechen. Bislang hat er ja British English gesprochen, nur damit du mal den Unterschied hörst.
Er stellt eine Frage, gibt einen Hinweis zur Antwort und du sollst die Antwort formulieren. Ich demonstriere dir das beim ersten Mal und dann kannst du das selbstständig noch einmal für dich wiederholen.
Why is today a wonderful day?
Hey, ich war noch gar
today
nicht fertig.
Is a wonderful day because you are here.
Oh, thank you. Okay, let's get started.
In the last video, you learned to answer yes or no to questions and to include the content of the question in the answer.
Right.
Now we'll practice this technique with more complex questions.
Great.
I will ask the question and give you a hint about the answer. Then I'll give you time to formulate your answer before I tell you the correct answer. Here is an example. Why are you late?
I'm not late.
I was stuck in traffic.
Oh, I was stuck in traffic.
So the answer would be, I am late because I was stuck in traffic.
Oh, I got it.
Another example, when will we meet?
When will we meet?
On Monday.
Oh, we will meet on Monday.
So the full answer sentence would be, we will meet on Monday. Do you understand what needs to be done?
Of course, mate, I do.
Then let's get started. Where do you work?
Well, where do I work?
In the office.
Oh, well, I work in the office. Muss man auch immer so wie ein Cowboy sprechen. Oh, I work in the office.
The answer in a complete sentence. I work in the office.
I work in the office.
Next question. What time does the meeting start? At 10:00.
Oh, the meeting starts at 10:00. Well, the meeting will start at 10 o'clock.
The answer is, the meeting starts at 10:00. Next question. Who is this man?
Who is this man?
My colleague.
This man is my colleague. Well, this man is my colleague. This man is my colleague.
Answer. This man is my colleague. Next question. What should we start with? With the greeting.
Well, we should start with a greeting. Honestly, we should start with a greeting. Well, we should start with a greeting.
Answer. We should start with the greeting. Next question. What do you want? A coffee with milk and sugar.
Oh, I want a coffee with milk and sugar. I would like to have a coffee with milk and sugar, please.
Answer. I would like a coffee with milk and sugar. Next question. Where is your daughter? At school.
Oh, well, actually, my daughter is at school. Oh, my daughter, she's in school. My daughter is at school.
Answer.
Preparing for her. Shooting.
My daughter is at school. Next question. How many guests are you expecting at the party? 20 guests.
I'm expecting about 20 guests at the party. We are expecting about 20 guests for the party.
Answer. I am expecting 20 guests at the party. This was another outstanding performance. I must say that you are making really good progress.
Oh, ta.
Let's chat a bit more now.
Right, I'm ready.
Just answer whatever comes to your mind.
Whatever comes to my mind.
Hello, how are you?
Well, I'm fine, thank you. How are you, sir? Nice to meet you.
I'm fine too, thanks. Where are you right now?
Well, right now I'm at home in the office. And about you, where are you at the moment?
That's nice. How is your family?
Oh, my family is fine. Thank you for asking. What about your family, sir? How is your family?
Okay, I didn't know that. When will I see you again?
Probably never, because I don't like the American accent at all, but it's a very important one.
I'm glad. See you then.
See you then. Ja. Eine Frage, die ganz oft in Trainings gestellt wird, ist, welches Englisch soll ich lernen? Das British English, das American English oder vielleicht or maybe I should learn the Pakistani English or the Indian English. Im Endeffekt ist es völlig Schnuppe. Man vermutet, oder die meisten Native Speaker, also die meisten Menschen, die Englisch als offizielle Amtssprache sprechen, sind tatsächlich die Inder. Und deswegen ist das meistgesprochene Englisch auf der Welt das indische Englisch, gleich gefolgt von dem pakistanischen Englisch. Und dann kommt das American English. Allerdings klingen diese Formen von Englisch für uns Europäer nicht besonders elegant. Das indische Englisch hat sowas, ach, ich formuliere es nicht, sonst heißt es hinterher, ich würde schlecht über andere Nationalitäten sprechen, aber ich sag mal, ich vergleiche es vielleicht mit Pakistanisch und Indisch mit Sächsisch, US-amerikanisch mit Bayerisch und das British English, dass das tatsächlich die wenigsten Menschen sprechen, aber immer noch als das Nonplusultra gilt, weil es das ursprüngliche ist, wäre dann entsprechend das Hochdeutsche, also das Hochenglisch, das Oxford-Englisch. Es klingt für die Amerikaner sehr steif, na klar, aber was sollen sie auch anderes sagen, wenn sie es nicht können? Ich meine, im Endeffekt ist es Geschmackssache. Es ist relativ einfach, sich dem amerikanischen Akzent anzupassen, indem man etwas undeutlicher redet und so ein bisschen den Mund so breit macht. Das British English zu sprechen, korrekt zu sprechen, ist deutlich schwieriger. Deswegen würde ich das British English trainieren und hin und wieder mal American English adaptieren. Wenn du im Business mit Muttersprachlern des Amerikanischen viel zu tun hast, dann orientiere dich an dieser Schiene. Wenn du viel mit internationalem Vokabular, mit internationalem Klientel zu tun hast, die Englisch nicht als Muttersprache haben, dann orientiere dich am British English, weil es einfach sauberer und leichter zu verstehen ist, auch wenn es ein bisschen steif klingt, aber es gibt viele wundervolle, elegante Formulierungen, sehr höfliche Formulierungen, die im amerikanischen Englisch nicht so üblich sind. Zum Beispiel die Question Tags. Question Tags ist, wenn du sagst, oh, you don't have time, have you? Oder you couldn't send me the email, could you? Das sind Question Tags. Wenn du mehr dazu wissen möchtest, dann findest du das auch bei uns in den Trainings. Wir haben auch in der Speed Learning School haben wir auch ein spezielles Video zu Question Tags im Englisch-Training. Question Tags haben wir nicht hier im Avatar-Training oder im Podcast, weil es nicht in allen Sprachen verwendet wird. Wir verwenden ja hier nur Dinge, die man in verschiedenen anderen Sprachen auch anwenden kann. Gut. Das ist der kleine Exkurs und jetzt hast du die Möglichkeit, diese Übung für dich nochmal selbst zu machen. Ich bin jetzt ruhig, wir hören uns nächste Woche. Bis dahin, bye bye.
Why is today a wonderful day? Today is a wonderful day because you are here. In the last video, you learned to answer yes or no to questions and to include the content of the question in the answer. Now we'll practice this technique with more complex questions. I will ask the question and give you a hint about the answer. Then I'll give you time to formulate your answer before I tell you the correct answer. Here is an example. Why are you late? I was stuck in traffic. So the answer would be, I am late because I was stuck in traffic. Another example. When will we meet? On Monday. So the full answer sentence would be, we will meet on Monday. Do you understand what needs to be done? Then let's get started. Where do you work? In the office. The answer in a complete sentence. I work in the office. Next question. What time does the meeting start? At 10:00. The answer is, the meeting starts at 10:00. Next question. Who is this man? My colleague. Answer. This man is my colleague. Next question. What should we start with? With the greeting. Answer. We should start with the greeting. Next question. What do you want? A coffee with milk and sugar. Answer. I would like a coffee with milk and sugar. Next question. Where is your daughter? At school. Answer. My daughter is at school. Next question. How many guests are you expecting at the party? 20 guests. Answer. I am expecting 20 guests at the party. This was another outstanding performance. I must say that you are making really good progress. Let's chat a bit more now. Just answer whatever comes to your mind. Hello, how are you? I'm fine too, thanks. Where are you right now? That's nice. How is your family? Okay, I didn't know that. When will I see you again? I'm glad. See you then.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprachen, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner. Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speedlearning. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Folge dieser Podcast-Reihe Speed Learning Englisch, der Podcast, der dich Schritt für Schritt auf das Niveau C2 der englischen Sprache bringt. Und heute gehen wir gemeinsam in ein Restaurant. Gleich kommt wieder Jonathan und wird mit uns gemeinsam Dialoge im Restaurant trainieren. Also mach dich bereit, den ersten Teil dieser Übung absolviere ich gemeinsam mit dir und danach hast du die Möglichkeit, den Dialog, das Training nochmal ganz alleine ohne meine Stimme selbstständig zu wiederholen. Und natürlich kannst du den Podcast auch so oft anhalten, wie du musst. Ja, dann starten wir einfach mal. Legen wir los.
Hello, today we are going to a restaurant.
Great.
I will be the waiter and ask you what you would like to drink or eat.
Okay.
For the answer, I'll give you cues again. Here is an example. Good afternoon, what would you like to drink? Still water. Then the correct answer would be, I would like a still water, please. And what would you like to eat? Chicken soup. The answer is, I would like a chicken soup, please. Did you understand the principle? Then let's get started.
Okay, I'm ready.
Hello, what would you like to drink? A black coffee.
I would like black coffee, please. Black coffee would be fine.
The answer is, I would like a black coffee, please. Thank you. And what would you like to eat? A piece of chocolate cake.
I would like to eat a piece of chocolate cake, please. Thank you.
The answer. I would like a piece of chocolate cake, please. Thank you. Good afternoon. What can I get you? A beer and a steak with fries.
Oh, I would love to have a beer and a steak with fries, please. Thank you.
The answer. I would like a beer and the steak with fries, please. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Good evening. Welcome to our restaurant. What can I bring you as an aperitif? A glass of champagne.
Oh, I would be delighted if you could bring me a glass of champagne, please. Thank you very much.
The answer. I would like a glass of champagne, please. Hello, which starter would you like? A tomato soup.
Well, I would like to have tomato soup for starter, please. Thank you.
The answer. I would like the tomato soup as a starter, please. Ladies and gentlemen, have you decided on a dessert yet? The apple pie and an ice cream.
Well, I will take the apple pie and my wife would like the ice cream, please. Thank you, sir.
The answer. Yes, we would like the apple pie and an ice cream, please. Good evening, have you chosen yet? The vegetarian pizza.
Hey mate, can I have the vegetarian pizza, please? I'm starving, thank you.
The answer. Yes, I would like the vegetarian pizza, please. Would you like another espresso or grappa to finish? A whiskey.
Well, espresso and grappa is something for kids. Let me have a whiskey, please. Thank you, mate.
The answer. No, thank you. I'd rather have another whiskey. Do you want anything else or may I bring the bill? The bill.
The bill, please, Bill. Can you please bring the bill, please, Bill? Bill, please bring the bill. Thank you.
The answer. I'd like the bill, please, thank you. So, now you won't starve. That's good news, isn't it? Then I wish you a lot of fun for your next visit to a restaurant and I'll see you in the next video.
Ja, also. Verhungern werden wir jetzt nicht mehr. Es gibt verschiedene Möglichkeiten, natürlich diese verschiedenen Fragen des Kellners zu beantworten. Tatsächlich steht auch in allen Englischbüchern, dass man im Restaurant laut Waiter brüllen soll, um den Kellner zu rufen. Ganz ehrlich, ich habe das in England noch nie erlebt. Ich habe das in den USA habe ich das nie erlebt. In anderen englischsprachigen Ländern, in Ireland oder so, nie. Im Pub ruft man vielleicht Hey Mate. Auch das nur in England oder in Irland. In den USA vielleicht Hey Buddy. Aber ansonsten in gehobenen Restaurants sagt man einfach Excuse me oder Sir oder Madam, aber Waiter oder Waitress, das ist die Berufsbezeichnungen, ruft kein Mensch. Ich meine ganz ehrlich, bei uns ruft auch keiner Herr Ober. Das sieht man in irgendwelchen alten Filmen mit Peter Alexander und ansonsten eben nicht. Prima, jetzt hast du noch die Möglichkeit, diese Übung einmal für dich zu absolvieren. Und ja, wenn du darüber hinaus mehr Coaching haben möchtest, dann schau einfach mal in die Shownotes und da findest du auch noch Hinweise, wo du diesen Kurs tatsächlich als Speedlearner an der Speedlearning School buchen kannst. Über das Monatsabo, wir haben darüber hinaus noch unseren Powerkurs verlinkt und unseren Premiumkurs mit einem, ja, einer Mentoring-Flatrate, wenn man so möchte. Aber jetzt schau erstmal, wie du alleine klarkommst. Hier kommt nochmal Jonathan für dich. Als Kellner im Restaurant. Viel Spaß.
Hello, today we are going to a restaurant. I will be the waiter and ask you what you would like to drink or eat. For the answer, I'll give you cues again. Here is an example. Good afternoon, what would you like to drink? Still water. Then the correct answer would be I would like a still water, please. And what would you like to eat? Chicken soup. The answer is, I would like a chicken soup, please. Did you understand the principle? Then let's get started. Hello, what would you like to drink? A black coffee. The answer is, I would like a black coffee, please. Thank you. And what would you like to eat? A piece of chocolate cake. The answer. I would like a piece of chocolate cake, please. Thank you. Good afternoon, what can I get you? A beer and a steak with fries. The answer. I would like a beer and the steak with fries, please. Thank you. Good evening, welcome to our restaurant. What can I bring you as an aperitif? A glass of champagne. The answer. I would like a glass of champagne, please. Hello, which starter would you like? A tomato soup. The answer. I would like the tomato soup as a starter, please. Ladies and gentlemen, have you decided on a dessert yet? The apple pie and an ice cream. The answer. Yes, we would like the apple pie and an ice cream, please. Good evening, have you chosen yet? The vegetarian pizza. The answer. Yes, I would like the vegetarian pizza, please. Would you like another espresso or grappa to finish? A whiskey. The answer. No, thank you. I'd rather have another whiskey. Do you want anything else or may I bring the bill? The bill. The answer. I'd like the bill, please, thank you. So, now you won't starve. That's good news, isn't it? Then I wish you a lot of fun for your next visit to a restaurant and I'll see you in the next video.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprachen, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner. Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speed Learning. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu einer weiteren Folge dieser Podcast-Reihe Speed Learning Englisch, der Podcast, der dich Schritt für Schritt fit macht für die englische Sprache. Heute geht es um die Uhrzeit. In unserem Avatar-Training an der Speed Learning School haben wir ein Video vorbereitet, in dem du verschiedene Uhren siehst und dann sollst du erstmal die Uhrzeit sagen, bevor du die richtige Antwort bekommst. Da du hier in diesem Podcast aber nur die Audiospur hast, werde ich einfach die Uhrzeiten wiederholen, sodass du die Beschreibung der Uhrzeit für dich einfach gedanklich wiederholst. Zuerst machen wir die Übung wieder gemeinsam und anschließend hast du Zeit, diese Übung für dich alleine zu machen. Alles klar? Dann lass uns starten.
Hello. Today we are going to talk about the time.
Fine.
I'm going to show you different clocks and ask you what time it is. Then there will be a short pause for your answer. Then I'll tell you the solution. Are you ready?
I am.
Then it starts. What time is it? It's 1 o'clock.
It's 1 o'clock.
What time is it? It's 3 o'clock.
It's 3 o'clock.
What time is it? It's 4 o'clock.
It's 4 o'clock.
What time is it? It's 5 o'clock.
It's 5 o'clock.
What time is it? It's 12 o'clock.
It's 12 o'clock.
What time is it? It is 1 minute past 12.
It's 1 minute past 12.
Or you can also say, it is just after 12.
It's just after 12.
What time is it? It is 7 minutes past 6.
It's 7 past 6.
What time is it? It is 5 to 6.
It's 5 to 6.
What time is it? It's 5 to 12.
5 to 12.
What time is it? It is 2:30.
2:30.
Or you can also say, it is 14:30.
14:30.
What time is it? It is 11:30.
11:30.
Or you can also say, it is exactly 11:30.
Exactly 11:30.
What time is it? It is almost 9:30.
Almost 9:30.
What time is it? It's almost 11:15.
Almost 11:15.
What time is it? It is 2:03.
2:03.
Or you can also say, it is just after 3.
Just after 3.
What time is it? It's just after 10:30.
Just after 10:30.
What time is it? It's just after 9:30.
Just after 9:30.
What time is it? It is 9:48.
9:48.
Or you can also say,
12:50.
It is 21:48.
Or 21.
Or yet another way would be to say, it is 12:10.
12:10.
What time is it? It's 9:15.
9:15.
What time is it? It's 12:15.
12:15.
What time is it? It's 7:15.
7:15.
What time is it? It's 4:15.
4:15.
What time is it? It's 10:10.
Almost 10:10.
What time is it? It's 2:20.
2:20.
That worked out well.
Fine.
Now it's time for a break again and then practice the time in your everyday life. This way you will learn it very quickly. See you next time.
Ja, see you next time. Also hier war natürlich anständiges Tempo drin, weil es anders gedacht ist. Du siehst zuerst die Uhr, sollst dann sagen, aber jetzt haben wir es hier in der Podcast-Version eben nur als Audiospur. Du kannst nach jeder Uhrzeit, die genannt wird, kurz diesen Podcast anhalten, dir überlegen, wie diese Uhrzeit tatsächlich heißt und es dann auf Englisch wiederholen. Jetzt bist du dran, wünsche dir viel Spaß und dann übe fleißig die Uhrzeit im Alltag. Bis dann.
Hello. Today we are going to talk about the time. I'm going to show you different clocks and ask you what time it is. Then there will be a short pause for your answer. Then I'll tell you the solution. Are you ready? Then it starts. What time is it? It's 1 o'clock. What time is it? It's 3 o'clock. What time is it? It's 4 o'clock. What time is it? It's 5 o'clock. What time is it? It's 12 o'clock. What time is it? It is 12:01. Or you can also say, it is just 12:12. What time is it? It is 7 minutes past six. What time is it? It is 5 to 6. What time is it? It's 5 to 12. What time is it? It is 2:30. Or you can also say, it is 14:30. What time is it? It is 11:30. Or you can also say, it is exactly 11:30. What time is it? It is almost 9:30. What time is it? It's almost 11:45. What time is it? It is 2 minutes past 3. Or you can also say, it is just 3:00. What time is it? It's just 10:30. What time is it? It's just 9:30. What time is it? It is 9:48. Or you can also say, it is 21:48. Or yet another way would be to say, it is 9:50. What time is it? It's 9:15. What time is it? It's 12:15. What time is it? It's 7:15. What time is it? It's 4:15. What time is it? It's almost 10:10. What time is it? It's almost 2:20. That worked out well. Now it's time for a break again and then practice the time in your everyday life. This way you will learn it very quickly. See you next time.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprachen, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner. Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speedlearning. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Folge dieses Podcasts Speed Learning Englisch. Heute lernen wir gemeinsam die Wochentage. Und auch hier werde ich erst wieder die Übung demonstrieren und anschließend hast du die Möglichkeit, ganz allein für dich in deinem persönlichen Tempo diese Übung noch einmal zu wiederholen. Du kannst dabei diesen Podcast jederzeit stoppen, wenn du mehr Zeit brauchst. Und ansonsten genieße einfach diese besondere Erfahrung, denn am Ende hast du noch die Möglichkeit, ein bisschen freie Kommunikation zu trainieren, indem du dir eigene Antworten ausdenkst. Aber jetzt starten wir erstmal.
Hello.
Hello.
Today we are going to learn the days of the week.
Great.
Just repeat after me.
Yes.
Monday.
Monday.
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Thursday.
Thursday.
Friday.
Friday.
Saturday.
Saturday.
Sunday.
Sunday.
Very good. Let's do it again.
Okay.
Monday.
Monday.
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Thursday.
Thursday.
Friday.
Friday.
Saturday.
Saturday.
Sunday.
Sunday.
Great job you're doing.
Thanks.
And a third time. Monday.
Monday.
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Thursday.
Thursday.
Friday.
Friday.
Saturday.
Saturday.
Sunday.
Sunday.
Do you know what else to call Saturday and Sunday?
Oh, yes. Saturday and Sunday is the weekend.
That's right. Saturday and Sunday are also called the weekend. Then let's talk about activities during the week.
Okay.
Please repeat after me again. On Monday, I will talk to my colleague on the phone.
On Monday, I will talk to my colleague on the phone.
On Tuesday, I inform my co-workers about our new project.
On Tuesday, I inform my co-workers about our new project.
On Wednesday, I book a table at the restaurant.
On Wednesday, I book a table at the restaurant.
On Thursday, I have a coffee in the cafe.
On Thursday, I have a coffee at the cafe.
On Friday, I write an email to my customers.
On Friday, I write an email to my customers.
On Saturday, I go to the zoo with my family.
On Saturday, I go to the zoo with my family.
On Sunday, I go to the theatre with my friends.
On Sunday, I go to the theatre with my friends.
On weekends, I like to do sports.
On weekends, I like to do sports.
That was a great performance.
Thanks.
Now take another break of about 20 minutes and then repeat this exercise again.
I can do that.
Then think about what you do on the different days of the week.
Okay.
And repeat this exercise for yourself individually.
Perfect.
See you soon and have fun.
Alright. Also, gleich hast du die Möglichkeit, diese Übungen noch einmal für dich selbst zu gestalten. Übrigens kannst du dir den Wochentag ganz leicht merken, weil sie nach den germanischen Göttern benannt sind. Monday, Moon, der Mond. Tuesday, Tees, der Kriegsgott. Wednesday, Wotan. Thursday, Thor, der Donnersgott. Donnergott. Friday, Freya, die Liebesgöttin. Saturday, der Saturn, geht ein bisschen aus der Reihe. Und Sunday, die Sonne. Ähnlich wie die deutschen Wochentage, aber das würde an dieser Stelle zu weit führen. Germanische Sprachen sind miteinander verwandt, deswegen sind die germanischen Götter hier hinterlegt. Bei den romanischen Sprachen sind es die römischen Götter, aber auch das führt an dieser Stelle zu weit. Das haben wir dann beim Podcast über Französisch, Italienisch oder Spanisch. Jetzt kannst du diese Übung noch einmal selbst für dich ganz alleine durchführen, gegebenenfalls auch die Audiodatei anhalten, wenn dir das Tempo ein bisschen zu schnell ist. Und anschließend versuch einmal selbst zu formulieren, was du an den verschiedenen Tagen der Woche tust. Und wenn du irgendwelche Wörter noch nicht kennst, dann schlag sie einfach im Internet nach. Jetzt viel Spaß und bis nächste Woche.
Hello. Today we are going to learn the days of the week. Just repeat after me. Monday. Tuesday. Wednesday. Thursday. Friday. Saturday. Sunday. Very good. Let's do it again. Monday. Tuesday. Wednesday. Thursday. Friday. Saturday. Sunday. Great job you're doing. And a third time. Monday. Tuesday. Wednesday. Thursday. Friday. Saturday. Sunday. Do you know what else to call Saturday and Sunday? That's right, Saturday and Sunday are also called the weekend. Then let's talk about activities during the week. Please repeat after me again. On Monday, I will talk to my colleague on the phone. On Tuesday, I inform my co-workers about our new project. On Wednesday, I book a table at the restaurant. On Thursday, I have a coffee in the cafe. On Friday, I write an email to my customers. On Saturday, I go to the zoo with my family. On Sunday I go to the theater with my friends. On weekends, I like to do sports. That was a great performance. Now take another break of about 20 minutes and then repeat this exercise again. Then think about what you do on the different days of the week. And repeat this exercise for yourself individually. See you soon and have fun.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprache, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner. Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speedlearning. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Folge dieser Podcast-Reihe Speedlearning Englisch. Und heute gehen wir noch ein bisschen intensiver in die Wochentage rein. In der letzten Podcast-Folge hast du die Wochentage schon trainieren können. Ich habe dir erklärt, wie du sie dir ganz einfach merken kannst, nämlich indem du sie mit den germanischen Göttern verbindest, die ja auch den deutschen Wochentagen, mal abgesehen vom Samstag und vom Mittwoch, den Namen gegeben haben. Und jetzt geht es einfach weiter. Wir führen die erste Übung gemeinsam durch und dann hast du Zeit, wieder in deinem Tempo, gegebenenfalls mit Anhaltepausen, diese Übung noch einmal selbstständig zu machen. Okay. Hi, Jonathan. Nice to meet you.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you, Jonathan?
I'm fine too, thanks.
Great.
Good to see you.
Yes.
Let's go into the days of the week a bit more.
I'd love to.
I repeat again the sentences from the last video and then ask the question. And what will you do on?
Okay.
Then I name Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and so on.
Got it.
Your task is to answer my question and say what you do on each day of the week.
Perfect.
If you don't know the vocabulary, look it up on the internet.
I won't.
Let's begin.
Okay.
On Monday, I will talk to my colleague on the phone. And what will you do on Monday?
I will go to my father.
On Tuesday, I will inform my colleagues about our new project.
I will go and visit my mother.
And what will you do on Tuesday?
I will go and visit my mother.
On Wednesday, I will book a table at the restaurant. And what will you do on Wednesday?
On Wednesday, I do the shopping.
On Thursday, I will have a coffee in the cafe. And what will you do on Thursday?
On Thursday, I will have a glass of champagne with my friends.
On Friday, I will email my clients. And what will you do on Friday?
On Friday, I will go to the zoo.
On Saturday, I will go to the zoo with my family. And what will you do on Saturday?
On Saturday, I will go to the sauna.
On Sunday, I will go to the theater with my friends. And what will you do on Sunday?
On Sunday, I sleep the whole day.
I like to do sports at the weekend. And what do you like to do at the weekend?
I like to go on my boat on Sunday and weekends.
That works out all right.
Perfect.
Once again.
Okay.
But now with different answers.
All right.
On Monday, I will be on the phone with my colleague. And what will you do on Monday?
On Monday, I meet the American president.
On Tuesday, I will inform my colleagues about our new project. And what will you do on Tuesday?
On Tuesday, I will meet the Russian president.
On Wednesday, I will book a table at the restaurant. And what will you do on Wednesday?
On Wednesday, I will meet the Chinese president.
On Thursday, I will have a coffee in the cafe. And what will you do on Thursday?
On Thursday, I will meet the Indian president.
On Friday, I will email my clients. And what will you do on Friday?
On Friday, I will meet the French president.
On Saturday, I will to the zoo with my family. And what will you do on Saturday?
On Saturday, I will meet the Brazilian president.
On Sunday, I will go to the theater with my friends. And what will you do on Sunday?
On Sunday, I will meet the German Chancellor.
I like to do sports at the weekend. And what do you like to do at the weekend?
I like to play golf with the presidents.
Great. You've learned quite a lot now.
Thanks.
You can be really proud of yourself.
I am.
Now it's time for a break again, and then we'll see you at the next exercise.
All right then. Thank you very much, Jonathan. Also, jetzt hast du die Möglichkeit, genau wiederzugeben, was du Montag, Dienstag und so weiter im Laufe der Woche machst. Es kann etwas sein, das tatsächlich stimmt. Es kann etwas Erfundenes sein. Lass dir einfach etwas einfallen. Lass deiner Kreativität freien Lauf. Und du hast gemerkt, dass die Pausen zwischen den jeweiligen Aussagen relativ kurz sind. Also stoppe diesen Podcast und lass dir Zeit, um das Ganze einfach wirken zu lassen, um dir zu überlegen, was du tatsächlich am Montag, Dienstag und so weiter tust oder mutmaßlich tun könntest. Manche Leute baden jeden Samstag, manche waschen ihr Auto jeden Freitag, manche machen am Donnerstag den Wocheneinkauf, wieder andere gehen zum Tennis, zum Tanzen oder zum Tantra. Lass dir was einfallen, du bist an der Reihe.
How are you? I'm fine too, thanks. Good to see you. Let's go into the days of the week a bit more. I repeat again the sentences from the last video and then ask the question. And what will you do on? Then I name Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and so on. Your task is to answer my question and say what you do on each day of the week. If you don't know the vocabulary, look it up on the internet. Let's begin. On Monday, I will talk to my colleague on the phone. And what will you do on Monday? On Tuesday, I will inform my colleagues about our new project. And what will you do on Tuesday? On Wednesday, I will book a table at the restaurant. And what will you do on Wednesday? On Thursday, I will have a coffee in the cafe. And what will you do on Thursday? On Friday, I will email my clients. And what will you do on Friday? On Saturday, I will go to the zoo with my family. And what will you do on Saturday? On Sunday, I will go to the theater with my friends. And what will you do on Sunday? I like to do sports at the weekend. And what do you like to do at the weekend? That works out all right. Once again. But now with different answers. On Monday, I will be on the phone with my colleague. And what will you do on Monday? On Tuesday, I will inform my colleagues about our new project. And what will you do on Tuesday? On Wednesday, I will book a table at the restaurant. And what will you do on Wednesday? On Thursday, I will have a coffee in the cafe. And what will you do on Thursday? On Friday, I will email my clients. And what will you do on Friday? On Saturday, I will to the zoo with my family. And what will you do on Saturday? On Sunday, I will go to the theater with my friends. And what will you do on Sunday? I like to do sports at the weekend. And what do you like to do at the weekend? Great. You've learned quite a lot now. You can be really proud of yourself. Now it's time for a break again and then we'll see you at the next exercise.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprache, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner. Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speedlearning. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Folge dieser Podcast-Reihe Speed Learning English und heute geht es um die Zeit. Wir sprechen über Sekunden, Minuten, Tage, Wochen, Monate, Jahre, Jahreszeiten, vielleicht sogar über Monate. Wir schauen einfach mal, was uns diese Übung bringt. Den ersten Teil werde ich wieder demonstrieren, also mit euch gemeinsam vormachen. Und danach habt ihr die Möglichkeit, ganz für euch alleine im stillen Kämmerlein mit Zeit zum Anhalten diese Übung nochmal selbstständig zu wiederholen. Also, bist du bereit? Dann setz dich aufrecht hin. Wir starten. Es geht los.
Hello.
Hi.
Nice to have you back.
Yeah, I'm glad to be
today
back.
We are going to talk about time.
Time to take about
time. Time is divided into years.
Years.
Months.
Months.
Weeks.
Weeks.
Days.
Days.
Hours.
Hours.
Minutes.
Minutes.
And seconds.
And seconds.
Please repeat after me.
Okay.
A year has 12 months.
A year has 12 months.
A month has 4 weeks.
A month has 4 weeks.
A week has 7 days.
A week has 7 days.
A day has 24 hours.
A day has 24 hours.
1 hour has 60 minutes.
1 hour has 60 minutes.
1 minute has 60 seconds.
1 minute has 60 seconds.
A day has 1,440 minutes.
A day has 1,440 minutes.
A week has 10,080 hours.
A week has 10,080 hours.
A month has approximately 30 days.
A month has approximately 30 days.
A year has 365 days.
A year has 365 days.
The months are called.
The months are called.
January.
January.
February.
February.
March.
March.
April.
April.
May.
May.
June.
June.
July.
July.
August.
August.
September.
September.
October.
October.
November.
November.
December.
December.
During the year, there are the four seasons.
Oh, the four seasons.
The four seasons are called.
Yes, I'm listening.
Spring.
Spring.
Summer.
Summer.
Autumn.
Autumn or fall.
And winter.
And winter.
Spring goes from March to June.
Spring grows from March to June.
Summer goes from June to September.
Summer goes from June to September.
Autumn goes from September to December.
Autumn goes from September to December.
Winter goes from December to March.
Winter goes from December to March.
Very good.
Thank you.
Now let's talk about the year for a moment.
Okay.
Repeat after me again.
Yes.
In January, it's my birthday.
In January, it's my birthday.
In February, we go on holiday.
In February, we go on holiday.
In March, we visit my parents.
In March, we visit my parents.
In April, we move to another city.
In April, we move to another city.
In May, I buy a new car.
In May, I buy a new car.
In July, my girlfriend gets married.
In July, my girlfriend gets married.
In August, my neighbor has an operation.
In August, my neighbor has an operation.
In September, we celebrate a big party.
In September, we celebrate a big party.
In October, a new restaurant opens in our town.
In October, a new restaurant opens in our town.
In November, my parents come to visit.
In November, my parents come to visit.
In December, I learn a new language.
In December, I learn a new language.
Super.
Thanks.
You've done it.
Perfect.
Now repeat this exercise as you did with the other videos and we'll see you again soon.
Okay, see you again soon. Also, das sind die Zeiteinteilungen auf Englisch. Das ist hilfreich, durchaus interessant, wichtig und am besten übt man zum Beispiel die Monate, indem man sich überlegt, an welchen Tagen die engsten Freunde Geburtstag haben. Und bei der Gelegenheit kann man sich die Geburtstage auch gleich auswendig lernen. Denn ich finde es immer eine Schande, wenn man irgendwie von den sozialen Netzwerken oder von seinem Geburtstagskalender, der in der Küche oder im Badezimmer hängt, erinnert werden muss, wer an den jeweiligen Tagen gerade Geburtstag hat. Da gibt es doch wunderbare Speedlearning-Techniken und so kann man das auf Englisch schon mal fleißig üben. Jetzt bist du dran, mach die Übung in deinem Tempo, halte den Podcast gerne zwischendurch an und dann wünsche ich dir viel Spaß und wir hören uns nächste Woche. Bis dann.
Hello. Nice to have you back. Today we are going to talk about time. Time is divided into years, months, weeks, days, hours, minutes, and seconds. Please repeat after me. A year has 12 months. A month has 4 weeks. A week has 7 days. A day has 24 hours. 1 hour has 60 minutes. 1 minute has 60 seconds. A day has 1,440 minutes. A week has 10,080 hours. A month has approximately 30 days. A year has 365 days. The months are called January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. During the year there are the four seasons. The four seasons are called spring, summer, autumn, and winter. Spring goes from March to June. Summer goes from June to September. Autumn goes from September to December. Winter goes from December to March. Very good. Now let's talk about the year for a moment. Repeat after me again. In January it's my birthday. In February we go on holiday. In March we visit my parents. In April we move to another city. In May I buy a new car. In July, my girlfriend gets married. In August, my neighbor has an operation. In September, we celebrate a big party. In October, a new restaurant opens in our town. In November, my parents come to visit. In December, I learn a new language. Super. You've done it. Now repeat this exercise as you did with the other videos and we'll see you again soon.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprachen, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner.